What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. I'm recording this preseason basketball postcast edition on game day, the 1st of November, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. This might go out probably right off the bat tonight, following the K-State, whatever happens with 13th-ranked Texas Tech and your Kansas State Wildcats on the football field here later on. Here, actually, I'm recording this in another less than an hour and a half from now. So, and of course, reaction, depending on what I decide to do, reaction following the game, that reaction, obviously, every reaction of every football game comes out on Sunday night. And of note here, let me see. Next week, I'm gonna go ahead and say this now. I'm planning to be out of town next weekend. So your reaction might not be for the game next week, which I can't pull up the schedule right now. It won't be until Monday night. So I think that's gonna be the last time I do that. I'm pretty sure that's gonna be the last time I do that there as well. So just a little bit of a heads up there. I will be out of town next weekend and won't be back until Sunday afternoon, something like that. So maybe I might squeeze in when I get home a reaction and get it out there. But just if not, I'd probably end up doing a couple reminders because I will be recording ahead this week and making sure getting y'all K-State content out there to y'all K-State Nation out there. So definitely, I'll be saying this a couple more times throughout the week there as well. But more preseason basketball from K-State, this time with the K-State men's basketball team. Of course, they lost their first preseason game against Missouri, giving up all those points, 100 points. Well, they dropped over 100 against Newman last night, all the way to 112-90. A high scoring affair last night, 112-90 last night in Bramlage Coliseum, there as well. Yeah, P.J. Haggerty. Oh, it was the P.J. Haggerty show once again. And go ahead and add in our guy, also Abdi Bashir. A combined 52 points, almost half of the 112 points last night in Bramlage Coliseum as they hold off pesky Newman, a Division II team at home, and a good crowd last night for K-State. Hey, about that. So after all that's been said, particularly last year about the crowds and whatnot at Bramlage, and particularly with the men's and women's, the men kind of faded out late, faded out there. You didn't really see too much enthusiasm with that. And with the women, of course, with big crowds there, this is a big turnout right there for a preseason game over almost really 7,000 fans. So almost not quite a sellout, but so that's like 3/4 really of Bramlage Coliseum there. K-State women's, man, we've said women's a lot on the show. But anyways, K-State men, 112 points, tied for the third most scored by the Wildcats in preseason play. We don't really count that, but including the most at home since a school record 122 points against the University of Windsor. And this is all the way back. We got to go back a couple of decades. This old school K-State right here, 1979. Overall, it was the ninth 100-point game in school's preseason history there as well. So you really don't see these too often. And if you do, it's going to get eyeballs out there as well, especially we have guys like P.J. Haggerty and Abdi Bashir. And those two guys, along with Moby Iraguerrera, were at Big 12 Media Days not too long ago with head coach Jerome Tang there as well. As well, K-State shot 60% from the field and had, let me see here, that's 64 points in the paint, 34 fast break points, 31 points off of turnovers, 27 assists, 42 field goals were made in that ball game last night there as well. Others in the mix last night, other than the Haggerty Bashir show, Kamara McGriff and David Castillo last night, having a decent preseason there. Both of them, McGriff and Castillo, scored 11 points on the night there as well. And Newman, let's put this in equation. Newman was leading. They were leading for 6 minutes in this game. This came in the first half, lighting K-State up from downtown in this ball game there as well. Also, and I'm going back to, wait, hold on. Let me finish this up from Newman. Let me see. Jaden Schoen and Brandon Wilson combined for 35 points last night for Newman in that Princeton loss. Like I said, these don't games don't count. The real ones coming soon. They're for both K-State men and women's basketball teams. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, more Princeton postcast here. It is K-State 112, Newman 90 here. Recapping this edition and this basketball game was at home there as well. We're going to take a look inside the box score here for a minute real quick here, as K-State led by 9 at the break, 59-50 there. And then K-State outscored Newman again in the second half by 13 points last night there. Let me see here. Let me break it down. K-State. Is this K-State? Or is this? No, this is. That was Newman right there. Sorry. So, yeah, K-State shot 9 of 24. Looks like from downtown. Just below 40% shooting there. And of course, we already mentioned K-State as a team shot 60% from the field there as well. And again, Matt Driscoll, the associate head coach, tag along with Jerome Tang this year. Matt Driscoll teams know how to score points. So yeah, I get it. It's Newman, but hey, to put up that many points right there is encouraging. You have some momentum going into the regular season there as well here. Others who scored in a game, Moby, let's go back to him for a minute. Moby had 8 points. He was perfect from the field. Oh, and Nate Johnson was not perfect. Moby was. Kamar McGriff, we already mentioned him. Nate Johnson also here. Johnson had 7 points. Andre Kostic, Elias Rebiket had 8 points. We got to get you saying that name. Elias Rebiket had 8 points along with Kostic. Stephen Osai had 5 points. Taj Manning had 2. Dorian Buca was the only Wildcat there. And go ahead and throw Xavier Wilson in the mix. Oh, excuse me. Ooh, sorry. Excuse me. This is the wrong time to be yawning right now. Well, maybe get a quick nap in before the game starts. But Dorian, as we see here, records Preston podcast. I'll record a whole bunch today as it is. I still got to record one more. That might have to be a halftime there. One more podcast outside of podcast, the EG3 podcast there. I'm trying to record ahead for this week. Obviously, I just told y'all I'll be out of town, so there's that. But yeah, so trying to record ahead of time there as well. So Wilson, Dorian Buca, Xavier Wilson did not score. They did play a combined 9 minutes, but did not score a basket in that game. And back to PJ Haggerty, who was 11 for 14 from the field, 0 from downtown, and scoring 27 points to lead K-State in that. I think he led all scorers. There were 27 in another preseason game. Yeah, PJ Haggerty showing why he was the real deal coming into the transfer portal. And it doesn't hurt. I found out that during media days, obviously, Jerome Tang was trying to, well, prior to that, Jerome Tang was trying to recruit PJ Haggerty. And PJ Haggerty, of course, hit the transfer portal this past summer. And then, you know what? It's all she wrote right there. And Haggerty has shown why he was real. He is the real deal. And he was really good against Missouri on the road as well. So, a lot to be excited about right there. And I'm really excited for Abdi Bashir Jr. He was 7 for 14 from the field. Going back to those two top guys, 5 or 12 from downtown. And I believe I talked about Bashir when we first got him, when he committed to K-State in the summer, looking at his numbers, damn, this guy know how to score the basketball. And if he gets on a roll, he can really light you up from downtown. 5 or 12 from downtown last night. Perfect from the free throw line. PJ Haggerty was 5 of 8 from the charity stripe there as well. A lot to like there from this game there as well here. Let me see. Let me see if we're going to get a Jerome Tang quote here. Yeah, so instead of Haggerty, I know we talked a lot about PJ Haggerty. We're going to go to Abdi Bashir and what Jerome Tang thought about Bashir's playing in his first game. Well, not really official game, but first game inside Bramble's Coliseum. This is Jerome Tang, your head coach of the men's basketball team. Again, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here. K-State going 1-1 in the preseason there, lighting up Newman last night, 112-90. Quote, well, you know, Abdi is a bucket. He is like, he's a bucket, and he works really hard, and he's got a high level of confidence. And you know, to me, what I like is how he's starting to embrace trying to be a better defender, you know. But on the offensive end, man, yeah, it's easy. Defense, he's going to have to pay attention to him. He's going to have to pay attention to him. And it's going to open up things for other people because of that, end quote, there as well. And then, of course, we're in this preseason postcast here with what did these guys learn from Missouri to Newman, of course, there. And Drum Tang talks about that a little bit here in this quote. Well, the transfer of learning from practice to here, like, we had multiple times where, like, we were in the right spot on a roller, right? And so that we could make the tag, or if they had thrown the pocket pass, it was going to be a steal. And just seeing us, like, incorporate what we've been working on in practice and having it be effective in the game was good. Now they weren't hitting the roller. They were skipping over a shooter, and so we got to continue to build on that. But yeah, you know, I mean, these dudes, they're fun to be around, man. You know they are. They're fun to be around. They work really hard, and they care. And so just, I know, if we give them the right things, they're going to do the very best to execute it, and I have no doubt. I have no doubt that we'll give them the right things, end quote, there. I'll take care of that there as well. Sorry, I'm a little distracted, but we got that in there. I don't think that made total sense, but I guess what he's basically saying, yeah, is like, he's been high on these guys, and I've been kind of mellow a little bit. Like, we haven't seen these guys play. I've been saying it all offseason long. I'm just good. We just got to wait until, even after these preseason games, right? You just got to give it some time, and then we how these pieces going to fit. Well, to Coach Tang right now, it seems like he really likes this group, really, really, really likes this group. And right now he's focused on this year. Obviously he loves being around this group right now. And we're just going to have to see as we about to enter the first set of games of the 2025 season. They'll open up officially, because I thought it was Newman. I thought it was Newman that I thought it was Newman that was going to be the season opener, and it's not. It's going to be, obviously, we went over the schedule like a few months ago. Probably need to revisit that again. But anyways, on Tuesday coming up, it is the season opener, 2025-26 season opener against UNC Greensboro at 7 in Brammer's Coliseum in Manhattan, Kansas. That game also, we caught on ESPN Plus. If you do not have ESPN Plus, again, this is our little bit of a promo here in the pod. ESPN is not our sponsor, but ESPN Plus, you might want to get that right now. So there's that there as well. So a couple more practices, and K-State men's basketball is going to be in regular season mode, and so is women as well. So yeah, UNC Greensboro on Tuesday night for the men's basketball team there, following a preseason win against Newman at home last night, 112-90, led by, of course, the duo of P.J. Haggerty and Abdi Bashir Jr. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content there. If it's your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend to do so. And before this podcast, I had an interview on the weekend. Who does that? I'll just put that out there. Who does that? But anyways, I had an interview, unexpected interview on a Saturday. Seriously? But that took care of itself there. I was able to do it there as well. It's like, oh, okay, fine. I'm like in the middle of watching football, and I'm in the middle of, well, this podcast recording during the Vanderbilt Texas game right now. Texas putting on the Vanderbilt Commodores right now. This is a top 20 matchup. And who would have thought in 2025, on the back end of the calendar year, Vanderbilt, who you ranked in the top 10. Who had that on it? Who had it on the bingo card? You? Did you have it? Nope. Did you have it? Did y'all have it? Raise your hand. Y'all did. I don't see any hands up. But that's contributed to their head coach. I actually like their head coach, actually, and their quarterback too has some swag too as well. So changing the culture, that's a perfect example of changing the culture right there. Jerome Tang did that the very first year at K-State, and he's looking to do the same thing here, coming off of wacky 2024-25 season as well. So he's still learning as well, trying to change the culture more here at Kansas State, and he's done that obviously not just on the field but off the court, on the field, not on the court but off the court as well. With it, obviously Jerome Tang is big on faith there as well, so definitely you're seeing it definitely as well. But anyways, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your K-State podcast. Make sure if you're not already, add this collection, this K-State podcast, to your collection of other K-State podcasts like the Powercat Podcast, Three Mall, and so much more. Popping app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D, idea, apostrophe, podcast. Again, that is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D, idea, apostrophe, podcast. For more bonus coverage of your Cats, maybe I might sneak over there at halftime. Who knows there? And I've yet to post the one I recorded last weekend. So I know I'm going to post one. I might hop over during halftime of the Texas Tech K-State game to hop over there. I don't know what the topic is yet, but something's going to get recorded this afternoon. And of course, make sure you continue to pass the word along to fellow K-Staters out there who love their Wildcats, whether that's a freshman, a new student, a new resident in Manhattan. You get the drift there, including a Big 12 fan, the Pearl Project Podcast, your every day. Yes, let me say it one more time, folks. Every day, K-State Athletics Podcast, whether that's football, men's basketball, women's basketball, cross country, competing in the Big 12 championships yesterday, women's tennis, you get the drift there as well. A lot of things have been going on the last several weeks in the fall season as things are picking up, and winter is pretty much arrived almost there as well. Feels like it anyways, here in the Kansas City metro area. Alex Zane out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC, Missouri. This has been another preseason postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.